Kingsport's Sovereign Grace Church, located at 905 Yadkin Street in Kingsport, Tennessee, would like to invite you to listen to a message of sovereign grace by their pastor, Gabe Stonecker. And now, Pastor Gabe Stonecker.
I invite you to turn with me in your Bibles to John chapter 3. And we're going to be looking at verses 9 through 15 this morning. John chapter 3. In the first 8 verses of this chapter, a Pharisee named Nicodemus comes to the Lord, asking him about teaching and miracles. And the Lord tells him, "Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." And Nicodemus said, "I don't understand. Can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb?" And the Lord said, "Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." Now, verse 9 begins our text. It says, "Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? How can these things be?" That is the question. That is the question. How can these things be? That is the foundational question that every religion is built on. Every single religion. Every doctrine. Every belief, every church, religious organization is started and attended based on this question. How can these things be? Every denomination has a different answer for that question. Every single one. It's the question that causes all the strife. All the strife. This question is the reason every town doesn't just have one church building. One church building for the whole town to attend. This is the question that separates truth from error. There's only one truth. Just one truth. There's only one true answer. You know that's a fact for every single thing that happens in the universe. Put a witness on the stand in a courtroom and ask him, "What happened? What'd you see?" There's only one truth. How can you be sure it's the truth? Put two or three witnesses on the stand. They'll all say exactly the same thing. Verse 9 says, "Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be?" Now, if we want to know the truth to this question, we need to do the same thing Nicodemus has just done. He's asking the one man who knows the answer. The Lord Jesus Christ said, "I am the truth." If we want to know the truth, we go to the source. The truth himself. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered and said unto him, "Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things?" The highest religious authority in Israel was called the Sanhedrin. They had everybody's respect. They had everybody's attention. They were revered as the authority on God. This would be just like the Pope sneaking out of the Vatican, coming to the Lord, and the Lord saying, "You're the Pope? And you don't know the answer to this question?" It takes a lot more than education and morality and sincerity to know the answer to this question. It takes a lot more than a degree. It takes a lot more than doing good all your life. giving your life to this. It takes a lot more than that. Ephesians chapter 4. If you're turning with me, turn over to Ephesians chapter 4. Verse 17 says, "This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart." The Lord says, "Nicodemus, are you this ignorant?" Proverbs 4:19 says, "The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble." No idea. Turn with me over to John chapter 12. John chapter 12, verses 35 and 36 say this. "Then Jesus said unto them, Yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While you have light, believe in the light, that you may be the children of light. These things spake Jesus, and departed, and did hide himself from them." The Lord asked Nicodemus, "You're a teacher? And you haven't even been taught these things?" Does the world need to hear this or not? You know, just because a preacher has graduated from some theological institution, that doesn't mean he's been taught of God. Not at all. John chapter 6, verse 44, our Lord said, "No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me." If a man is not taught of God, if he's not taught the answer to this question, how can these things be? He's never going to know the true answer if he's not taught of God. Well, back to our text in John chapter 3, verse 9 says, "Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and you receive not our witness." Can you imagine? Can you imagine hearing the Lord preach? You talk about an eyewitness account. The Lord would say things like this, "The kingdom of heaven is like." Well, he's given an eyewitness account, a true testimony. Verse 11, he said, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and you receive not our witness." What is our witness? What have we seen? Christ. Christ in the Word. We've seen His glory in the Word. We've seen His authority in the Word. We've seen His sovereignty in the Word. We've seen His holiness, His righteousness, His ability. We've seen Him. Him in the Word. We haven't seen a way. We've seen the way. We haven't seen a truth. We've seen the truth. We haven't seen a better life. We've seen the life. The life. We speak that we do know. Paul said, I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able. That's what we know. He is able. I'm not able to do anything. I know that too. I am not able. I know that. I cannot save myself. I know that. I am persuaded that he is able. Because he is able, I believe. And I know whom I have believed. Turn with me over to John chapter 5. Verse 40 says, You will not come to me that you might have life. I receive not honor from men. But I know you that you have not the love of God in you. I am come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him you will receive. How can you believe, which receive honor one of another, and seek not the honor that cometh from God only? God only. If we don't believe His Word, the witness of His Word, we will continue in darkness and ignorance. How blind we are by nature. So blind. Not only can we not see, we will not see. Twice blind. He said, You will not come to me. But if the Lord in His mercy and goodness will give us eyes of faith, eyes to see and believe God's Word. God's Word. God's witness. If He will give us light and understanding and cause us to walk in that light, He'll give us more light. The Lord told Nicodemus, the light you need to begin with is this. You don't know anything. Walk in the light and knowledge of the fact that you don't know anything. You're blind and you're ignorant. I know that to be so about myself. I really do. In and of my flesh, I'm blind and I'm ignorant. I can't see. My eyes of faith, if I have eyes of faith, they had to be given to me. I was dead. I was blind. I was ignorant. Any wisdom is Christ Himself. He is wisdom. Christ in a man. Outside of Christ, I'm blind. I'm ignorant. Verse 12 says, in our text, If I have told you earthly things, and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? What were the earthly things the Lord just told Nicodemus? Well, He told him, You must be born again. That's something that happens to a sinner while he's here on this earth. And it's something that the Spirit of God does, and only the Spirit of God does. That's the one and only truth of the matter. Salvation is of the Lord. Look at verse 8. It says, The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh or whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Every one. Man has no part in it. No part. Nicodemus heard that from the mouth of the Word of God, the witness of God. And it had been recorded in the written Word for him to study his entire life. Turn with me over to Ezekiel chapter 36. Ezekiel 36, verse 24 says this, I will take you from among the heathen and gather you of all countries, and will bring you into your own land. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your filthiness, and from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes. And you shall keep my judgments and do them. I will take you from among the heathen. I will cleanse you. I will give you a new heart. I will take out your old stony heart. I will put my spirit in you and cause you to walk. The Lord tells Nicodemus, if you don't believe these earthly things, what good would it do for me to tell you about heavenly things? About the mind and the counsel of God? About the mystery of grace, free grace? About the things that God has prepared for them that love Him? Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. You can't imagine. You can't imagine. Well, Nicodemus asked this question, and we all ought to ask this question. How can these things be? How can a person be born again? How can a person enter into the kingdom of God? The Lord is about to answer Nicodemus. He says, first you need to know this. Our text, John chapter 3, verse 13 says, no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. The first thing you need to know, Nicodemus, is God is holy. Man is sinful. And no man hath ascended up to heaven. No man is worthy. No man. No man has the right. The right to walk through the gates of the kingdom of heaven. But, except, he that came down from heaven, the Son of Man. The Son of Man is the Son of God. The Son of Man is God. Jesus Christ is God. He alone is sinless. He alone is holy. He alone is worthy to walk right on in. And verse 14 says, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. That's how, Nicodemus. That's how. How can these things be? As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. He said, do you remember that story about all those fiery serpents, those snakes that were biting the people? Nicodemus, do you know why that story was written? It was written to show how a sinner can be born again. Born again to inherit the kingdom of God. That's why it was written. Turn with me over to Numbers chapter 21. Numbers chapter 21. The first 9 verses say this. And when King Arad, the Canaanite, which dwelt in the south, heard tell that Israel came by the way of the spies. Then he fought against Israel and took some of them prisoners. And Israel vowed a vow unto the Lord and said, If thou wilt indeed deliver this people into my hand, then I will utterly destroy their cities. And the Lord hearkened to the voice of Israel and delivered up the Canaanites, and they utterly destroyed them and their cities. And he called the name of the place Hormah. And they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom. And the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. And the people spake against God and against Moses, Wherefore have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water, and our soul loatheth this light bread. And the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and much people of Israel died. Therefore the people came to Moses and said, We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against thee. Pray unto the Lord that he take away the serpents from us. And Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said unto Moses, Make thee a fiery serpent and set it upon a pole. And it shall come to pass that every one that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live. And Moses made a serpent of brass and put it upon a pole. And it came to pass that if a serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived. Nicodemus, those fiery serpents are sin. Sin and the judgment of sin. Sin is what is killing the people. That is why we are dying today. That is why funeral homes stay in business, is because of sin. The wages of sin is death. Sin is what has caused us to die. Sin is the reason we must be born again. Sin is the reason we cannot enter into the kingdom of God. It's sin. That's our problem. And the precious, spotless Son of God, the Son of Man, who came down from heaven, just as Moses lifted up the serpent, just as Moses lifted up the very thing that was killing the people, even so must the precious Son of Man become the very thing that's going to kill you, Nicodemus, your sin. He must become your sin. How can these things be? The precious, spotless Son of Man must become your sin and then be lifted up on a pole. There's a song that says, Lifted up was he to die. Lifted up. You see, Nicodemus, you have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of your infirmities. Those sins that you bear, Nicodemus, those are the same sins he bore. All of the sins I've committed in my life, the sins that grieve me, the sins that cause me so much guilt, the sins that I'm so sorry for. If God chose me, if He chose to save this sinner, salvation's of the Lord, of His own will begat He us. If I am one of God's elect, one that God the Father chose to give to God the Son, then every sin that I have committed was laid on Him. He bore my sin. He carried my grief. Numbers 21 verse 9 says, as Moses made a serpent of brass and put it upon a pole, and it came to pass that if a serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived. He lived. All he had to do was look. Have you ever tried to show somebody something and you're pointing at it, and they say, I don't see it? Well, are you looking? Yes, I'm looking. Well, the good news to dying sinners is God didn't say all who can see the serpent. What if something was in the way? Something is hindering me. Something is blocking my view. Can you see it? No. Do you want to see it? Yes. Do you need to see it? Yes. Is seeing it your only hope? Yes. Just look. Look and live. Look with your heart. It's there. Trust it. Believe it. Believe on the name of the Lord and thou shalt be saved. What's His name? Savior. Can you see all the details? Can you see all the lines? Can you comprehend the whole thing? No. Just look. Look and live, my brother. Live. Look to Jesus Christ and live. 'Tis recorded in His Word. Hallelujah. It is only that you look and live. John wrote that which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon. That's something else. Looked to, trusted in. You know, the sad truth is, I'm sure there were many who were bitten right at the foot of that pole, and they saw it, but they didn't look to it. They didn't believe on it. They didn't trust in it. They thought, that's foolishness. Our text in John chapter 3 verse 14 says, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. Life. Born again. Believing is called faith, and faith is not of yourself, it's the gift of God. Even believing is the work of God. Salvation is of the Lord. But whoever He was lifted up for, whoever He became sin for, whosoever He's given the precious gift of faith to, whosoever believeth in Him, who He is and what He's done, shall not perish, shall never die, but is going to have eternal life. That's how these things can be. Until next Sunday morning, may the Lord bless His Word.
You have been listening to a message by Gabe Stonecker, pastor of Kingsport Sovereign Grace Church in Kingsport, Tennessee. If you would like a copy of this message or to hear other messages of Sovereign Grace, you can write to our physical mailing address at 905 Yadkin Street, Kingsport, Tennessee, 37660, or log on to our website at kingsportsovereigngracechurch.com. If you would like to come and worship with us, our service times are Sunday morning Bible study at 10 o'clock a.m., worship at 10:45 a.m. and 6 o'clock p.m., Wednesday evening at 7:30 p.m., Please tune in next Sunday morning at 8:30 for another message of God's free and sovereign grace.